Over 160 candle flames flickered Saturday in Bloomington at the McLean County Law and Justice Center in memory of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Student reporter Katrina Peterson was there and has this audio montage.
The news of her passing seemed like a blow in a different way.
It is about mourning RBG, but it's also about carrying on her fight.
As RBG once said, think back to 1787. Who were we the people? They certainly weren't women or those held in human bondage. Thanks to RBG, that we has expanded. RBG inspired me to lean into my power as a woman.
As a woman, I come here owing a great debt to Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
My favorite quote from RBG is, "Women belong in all the places where decisions are being made. It shouldn't be that women are the exception."
We honor her. In the same year, more women have fought for seats at the table like never before.
She stepped out there and said and seen that the rules were not fair. But the good thing about it is that when she stepped in, she knew what she was stepping in that for, and she kept going.
That is working for justice, that is working for peace, and is working for revolution. We do not stand here idly with thoughts and prayers, but we put our prayers into action. We show up at a moment's notice, and to see all of you that were able to come together in such a short amount of time is proof of what this community is doing and how this community is paying attention.
I have looked to her because we share the same values, and I've looked for her, her quiet, but her voice that stands out. She was true to herself. She said what she really felt.
She faced it too. She felt what discrimination felt like.
RBG,
Justice Ginsburg,
champion of women.
As a woman that was able to consent to my own medically necessary hysterectomy, I have RBG to thank for protecting reproductive health.
We talk about issues. And from issues, you can make determination what fits your values and your morals. You know, Justice Ruth Ginsburg, I tell you, she done a lot for us.
Because my faith teaches that all people have inherent worth and dignity. Justice Ginsburg applied those principles to her work as well. In cases about civil rights, in cases about reproductive freedom, in cases about LGBTQ rights, in cases about the death penalty. And when her side did not win, she did not give up. When people try to manipulate us with fear, we can say, "I dissent." When people threaten our bodies or the bodies of our beloveds, when they pit one group against another, when they try to take our ability to vote, we will say,
"I dissent."
I dissent. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one.
In this montage, we heard from Democrats Jackie Gunderson, Carla Bailey Smith, Kimberly Cummings, NAACP President Linda Foster, the Reverend Rebecca Gantz, Vigil Organizer Carla Chandler Huffman, and many other community and faith leaders. It was produced by student reporter Katrina Peterson.